Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey!
It's been a crazy weekend. A lot has gone down, but don't worry. We got you covered, and we're going to get you up to speed with everything that popped off over the weekend. Heidi and Frank, they're on vacation, but joining us here in the studio to bring some order to this place is the one, the only, Judge Lynn Toler from Divorce Court.
Yeah!
Where is your shoulders killing with the
shoulders? What's the gavel. Piece that you hit? The gavel?
The gavel. Yeah.
Where is it?
I need to carry it with me.
You
all
do.
Time.
Oh, my God.
Purse.
Get some order in this room.
That's right.
She like Thor in these streets with that gavel.
That's right.
So later on, why is Nicki Minaj crying? Plus, another celeb is going to rehab and sex addiction is part of her problem. Ooh. We'll tell you who that is. But first, let's talk about Sacha Baron Cohen. It's been a minute.
Let's.
Now, everybody knows he is the master of disguise and has been tricking celebrities and politicians into embarrassing interviews for years. And on the season finale of his Showtime show, Who is America?, Sacha goes in for the kill. Literally.
Uh-oh.
And tries to get a celebrity to come clean about a crime he may have committed. Take a look.
O.J. Simpson, Naked Gun, uno, duo, tres.
Can I saw you the Naked Gun?
What is that, man?
O.J., ya, la, 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 la.
Oh, mamma mia, O.J.
O.J.
She knows that.
Me and you, we got something in common. We both, how you say, lady killers. You know, it's not what it sounds like. In Italian, it translates to somebody who murders women.
No, I killed nobody.
Oh, I didn't either. I didn't either.
Yo, why is Sacha Baron Cohen such a nut?
A nut and disrespectful. Like, why was OJ even entertaining that?
Thank you. Why would the hell his ass was even there, honey? You know we talk about white women and white people, and you know you're going to get your ass caught and going to wind up going back to jail.
Yeah, Judge Toler, I mean, like, you work in the legal system, you know. Do you think he did it?
He was just cool with letting this guy go as far as he wanted to go, and Sacha is insane enough to do it.
And let's just say if that's like, a killer. Know, the roles were reversed, right? And Portia was on this show in Italy, and the guy's like, Portia Williams.
Right.
Portia Williams.
All right, Cardi B and Offset, y'all share a lot of their lives on social media, but this post has some fans on social media divided. Yes, honey. Offset posted this nude pic of Cardi with the caption, wifey, goddess, beauty, ring emoji, and tongue emoji.
Thank you,
so
Offset.
So if Offset, honey, giving props to Cardi's beauty, cool, or just too much? That's too much.
Why?
That's too damn much. First of all, honey, you got her looking like a tramp. I know she was already a stripper, and she just had a baby. Now, honey, how you have this woman looking like this, honey, half naked, and she just had a baby? That's not cute.
Whatever. Look at her body. Like, Portia. She just had
okay.
A baby. And if her man's okay with it, what difference does it make?
Well, why in the hell are you giving me a profile of you? Let's turn it around. And just
no, okay. No, that's too much.
You got to
because I need to see where the damn baby came from that you just had.
No, if I was her management, I would have rather her this picture be in Vogue magazine or Playboy.
Agreed. Not just
where that check at. Yeah, where that check at.
Agree.
Just call me new age, honey, because I think she look good.
Well, I'm old age and still like it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, Mel B, member of the Spice Girls and judge for America's Got Talent, is definitely in a scary place right now. After working on her autobiography, Brutally Honest, Mel says that a lot of traumatic issues came up for her. And now Mel B has revealed that she's getting ready to enter rehab to deal with PTSD, alcohol, and sex addiction.
Wow.
A friend and former nanny, Rusty Updegraff, calls Mel B's sex craze and claims Mel slept with singer Aaron Carter and has had sex with up to 3 men in 1 day. He says you can't take any straight guy to her house.
Oh, Lord.
So do y'all think it's possible for women to have a sex addiction?
She's a man eater.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think they make it a big deal. Women, honey, like, get high just as high as a man. If you want 3 men or 4 men a day, have them. Uh-huh.
But when you have a sex addiction, it's taking over what your heart wants. Right. So you're, like, out here having, you know, endless sex with no feeling, but you're, like, empty because you want love. You eventually want a relationship. But your body and your mind is like, you know, we need to just get it wherever we can. So she's, like, battling herself. But there are some happy, sexually addicted people out there.
Okay?
See, man, where
put
does
she stuff on them in the...
Where does she live?
The important question.
Yeah, I want to
know. How can I get there?
Head crack will help you out.
Aaron Carter had a shot. I can at least kiss.
I can.
Serena Williams is known for giving everyone a little eye candy to look at on the tennis court, especially that black cat suit she wore for the French Open this year. That was legendary.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Unfortunately for the tennis star, the president of the French Tennis Federation wasn't happy with her choice of attire.
But her counterpart wore one, and they ain't said nothing about her.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She had no parts to fill anything.
Yeah, they'll never notice until somebody with curves puts it on.
Exactly. Yeah. In a recent interview with Tennis Magazine, the president said he will institute a dress code because I think that sometimes we've gone too far. He used Serena's superhero cat suit as an example, saying it would no longer be accepted. One must respect the game and the place. And Serena finally responded yesterday and had this to say.
You explain, like, the circulation?
Yeah. I've since found other methods. And when it comes to fashion, you don't want to be a repeat offender, so it'll be a while before this even has to come up again.
But if they have allowed other women who ain't had booties and breasts like hers to wear it, that's not cool.
That's
now.
Not fair.
No.
But a lot of those white men that go to those tennis rack tournaments, honey, have to go home to their wives after the game, and that's in their head. And them wives, they
Girl, you know that's right. Now that's the truth.
Yes,
no. Nicki Minaj had yet another dramatic moment this past week on her episode of Queen Radio.
What happened now?
Well, a fan called in to show how much they love her, and they were thanking her for paying for their college tuition, and she began sobbing and, you know, being thankful that the person was thankful. She also went in to gush about her fans and how much she loves them and how they deserve a really good show from her, and that is why she decided to push her tour back. So, take a listen to how it went down.
Thank you for paying for my school. I'm going to stay in school for you.
My fans are so special. And I hate looking stupid and crying, but I have to give my fans an epic, amazing show. Obviously, if I went from having 3 months to rehearse to 4 weeks to rehearse, obviously I would have to push the tour back. That is common sense. I can go up there and have the track playing on the background and give you a rap show. You know that I can take these people money and not rehearse and go up there and just lip sync with the track. Never.
And I believe she loves her fans, but she is competing in one of the most competitive industries ever. Like, you're only as good as your last record or your last project.
That's
and
true.
People always want you to outdo yourself, and nobody wants to fall off.
We got to stop doing that. You're breaking the artist down. Let her be great. Let Cardi be great. And then they don't have to go through this mental stuff. The fans are wearing her down.
Yeah, I don't care if I was a one-hit wonder. Portia, you got one damn hit. You ain't trying to sing no more songs.
I did.
You ain't trying to sing no more
Thank
damn
you.
Songs.
Thank you. Because Flatline, let's be clear, Flatline did go to number 3 on the R&B chart. So I charted, okay?
That's all right, my
y'all. Thing. Up next, are Beyonce's dancers also great bodyguards? We'll tell you more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey!
but a bitch ain't one. Anyway, the Carters stopped in Atlanta over the weekend for the On the Run Tour 2, and a fan decided to rush the stage in an attempt to get closer to the couple. Y'all take a look.
Solange trained them well. But it was on order.
Well, from the looks of it, the stage crasher wasn't able to make it too far before the Carters crew put hands and feet on him to protect the couple. An insider in the Carters camp told reporters no one was hurt and the Carters will not be pressing charges.
And by the crew, you're talking about the dance crew.
Right. Yes.
Right. Okay.
The dancers.
Yes.
They don't need to press charges. So they were already handled.
Right. Used to be a bunch of queens, but those guys are girls.
Those were guys and girls.
It don't matter. Everybody
knew
how to cut.
It was an ensemble beating.
I literally saw one of the girls' arms up like this, kicking. Like, that's when you get, that's a good kick right there. You know, I was like, dang.
Somebody who got cardio, like a dancer.
Yes. They don't get tired.
Two, three, four, five.
Yes, baby.
Should press charges, though. I mean, because those people brutally beat this man up there.
No, he had no business. Trespassing. He shouldn't have went on stage.
No, because he paid for a ticket to go to the concert.
He didn't pay for a ticket to walk up on that stage.
It was at that very moment little mama realized how blessed she was.
Well, moving on, looks like singer Tamar Braxton is in hot water again, y'all.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the Love and War singer is being warned by L.A. County Court. If she doesn't move forward with her divorce against her husband, Vince Herbert, then it will be dismissed.
Oh, no, they're dismissed because she don't move forward?
Yes, indeed. According to reports, Vince hasn't responded to divorce petition, and there's no proof that Tamar properly served her estranged husband with the papers. So if nothing happens, the singer is in danger of remaining married because of inactivity.
So, Judge, what is being married over inactivity? Does that mean they're not having sex anymore?
No, that's not what
that's
I said.
That's how you get to divorce court, but that's not how you get the divorce. Once you file the papers, you have to serve the other party officially. And it appears that she just didn't have a man go over there and hand him the papers. So it looks like it could be a filing for a facade filing.
Well, if she does want to serve him, she should send him papers with a pizza. I will Judge Lynn, Portia, Gary with the T, and Brad, I got great news.
What's that?
Now, I know everybody's schedule is pretty hectic and erratic, and I found a way where you can work out during your busy schedules when you can't make it to the gym. We got a brand new sponsor, and it is Beachbody On Demand. Mm. It's an all-in-one solution to help with weight loss and better eating habits. They're behind cool programs that everybody know and love, like P90X, Insanity, 21 Day Fix, and more.
That's cool. What kind of programs do they have?
That's a good question, Portia. There's like 100 programs that you could choose from, ranging from cardio, yoga, and celebrity trainers. You can get motivated with people like Chalene Johnson, Shaun T, and more. And it's a streaming service that gives you the instant workouts and gratification you need. And there's a workout for every scenario. So no matter where you at, you can get your fit on.
Really? So that means anywhere, because I need to get right and tight. So that means I could go to church?
Well, if you want to work out like back where the deacons pray, whatever the case may be, you can work out whenever, wherever. You want to do suicides in the parking lot? They got you covered. There's a program for it.
But you know, this is cool because you can do it anywhere. Now, how do people sign up?
You know what? That's what I love about this service. You can use it anywhere on your computer, smartphones, TVs, and it's available 24/7. And right now, the Dish Nation viewers can get a special free membership when they text Dish to 303030. That's 303030. You're going to get access to the entire platform for free. All the workouts, all the nutrition information and support, totally free.
Oh, that's cool.
If it ain't free, it ain't me.
Right. Up next, we'll tell you how you can find out how to keep your marriage alive from Hollywood's fave Jada Pinkett Smith. Up next. Dish Nation. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation,
y'all. Lately, Will and Jada have been very active on social media, showing off their life and entertaining people. But Jada has been dropping some serious relationship gems. Jada posted a photo of her family on Instagram with the caption, "I've been watching a lot of marriages dissolve around me. It's been really painful. Marriages change. Sometimes they need to be reimagined and transformed. Sometimes they are simply over. But either way, I pray that folks going through this painful transition find the patience and the love within to not throw the babies out with the bathwater. Hashtag family."
That's what's up.
Yes. Well, Judge Lynn Toler, do you agree with what Jada's saying?
Yeah, I really do. I always tell people you have to love your children more than you hate the other person. And a lot of people forget to do that. So, you know, you can be mad as all get out at your spouse, but you got to play nice.
Exactly, because that's what happens.
People do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it hurts the kids more than it hurts the other person. So you got to love the kids more than you hate the idiot you're trying to
but
get
sometimes
rid of.
You, okay, trust that. But I'm saying, like, some of them, believe it or not, and that's why before they get a divorce, a lot of them get pregnant right before it is so they can have just another something to use on these men.
Well, we women need to get over that. If that's where we're going, we need to get over that because we're killing them with that.
But let me tell you, too, Judge Toler, men do it, too. They act like they want to see their little girl or their baby all the time just to take the kid from the mom, knowing damn well that they don't want to see that baby that much. Yeah, just trying to hurt her.
Everybody need to act better because it's trifling and crazy out there. Yeah. I'm telling you, children. You want to hear me launch, start some mess like that in front of me about your children.
Mm-hmm. What you tell them?
Anything and everything.
Let them know, honey.
Judge Lynn Toler, you've been getting people straight for a long time. We got a new season of Divorce Court upon us. What can we expect in the new season?
You can expect everything's changing. I got a new man. Same husband. Love you, Eric.
A new bailiff.
Okay. No, I'm out of the robe. I'm in a suit.
Oh! Yeah.
We down in Atlanta, and we're talking to people about love before, during, and after marriage.
Now, I heard the courtroom has upgraded as well, so y'all have a new courtroom and all that, too?
Whole new sleek.
Oh, I love you in these suits.
Yes.
Judge, I love that.
Upgrade, this is fresh.
Oh, yeah, this is
a serious upgrade.
This is it.
Court look like that, I wouldn't mind going.
Okay. Oh, no, you don't want to go no more.
I really don't. I'm so sick.
I wanted to see the bailiff. What's the bailiff?
You got to wait to show.
Oh, he's something to see.
Yeah, I want to see him.
That's what Gary was saying.
Garrett only turned around for the bailiff. Okay.
It's high tech. Are you beaming people in and out like Star Trek?
It looks that way, doesn't it?
Yes,
I love it.
So, Judge, what's your budget? What's your wardrobe budget? Do they give you a good wardrobe budget?
I plead the fifth.
Oh, okay.
Well, yo, everybody, make sure you tune into the new season of Divorce Court premiering Tuesday, September 4th. Go to divorcecourt.com for showtimes.
All right, guys, up next, this girlfriend helped her boyfriend escape prison. You have to see how after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Who doesn't love a good crime story? We might have found the new Bonnie and Clyde, Arkansas edition.
Arkansas.
A woman from Arkansas has been arrested for busting her boyfriend out of jail. Now, according to reports, Nicholas Lowe was being held at a detention center and told his girlfriend to pose as a sheriff who was transferring him to another facility.
Oh, so the girlfriend posed as the sheriff?
Yeah. So she apparently followed the instructions perfectly. When the detention center asked for the documentation, she allegedly forged a document that looked official enough for the center to release him. It took 48 hours for officials to realize what even happened.
And how did she get the sheriff's outfit?
Girl, trust me, honey.
She slept with him and took his outfit. Somewhere.
But before I even saw the picture, I already knew who it was, honey.
No.
She wasn't gonna go.
Keisha gonna get the chance, honey.
We ain't doing the time with you.
Put some money on your books.
Okay, that's it. Right. So how much time you think she gonna get, Judge, for this?
She gonna get plenty, because you can't, you know, you gotta set precedent.
But the way he's smiling in his mugshot, you can tell he got her wrapped around his finger. Yes, he knew he wasn't gonna be in there that long.
She hated her parents, and she's going everything against me.
Becky is coming to get me.
Show's over, but don't forget to text DISH to 303030 to get your free Beachbody On Demand trial.
DISH Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.